From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've known for some time now that it's not safe to go to the beach and catch some rays. Ultraviolet light, the kind you get exposed to when you're out in the sun, can cause cancer. And it's no better to get your tan indoors. That's why 27 states now restrict teenagers' access to tanning salons. Utah is the latest state to crack down. There, kids under the age of 18 need to get their parents' written permission to go to a tanning salon. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
Winter snow still covers Utah's mountain peaks, but the tan look, it seems, is in among the state's mostly Caucasian teenagers.
All you have to do is go to a high school basketball game and look at the cheerleaders, and none of them are white.
Where the cheerleaders see a healthy bronze glow, Dr. David Hansen sees melanoma, the most deadly form of skin cancer. So this winter, the president-elect of the Utah Dermatology Society helped push legislation targeting teens who use tanning beds. The law requires parents to sign a consent form outlining the risks. They also must specify how many tanning visits their children can have over a 12-month period.
Tanning beds are dangerous.
The bill's sponsor, Utah Senator Pat Jones, points out that ultraviolet light is carcinogenic, and parents need to know that. Tanning beds produce light at an intensity 2 to 5 times that of the summer sun. Young people are also more vulnerable. A systematic review of medical studies on sunbed use was recently published in the International Journal of Cancer. It found that first exposure to sunbeds before 35 years of age significantly increased the risk of melanoma. Jones is also disturbed by new studies showing indoor tanning is increasing, particularly among teenaged girls. More than one-third of all girls report having used a tanning bed.
If you drive around, you will see a number of tanning salons surrounding high schools, surrounding universities. You know, they'll go where their clientele are.
Salons like Sun Your Buns, just across the street from Hunter High School in West Valley City, near Salt Lake City.
Okay, sweetie, here's your fan. It's got 3 levels, so whichever's comfortable for you. Be sure to wear your eye protection. The UVBs can burn right through your eyelids.
Manager Kelly Pearson is friendly and maternal as she explains to a teenager how to work a 3,200-watt tanning bed. 30 to 40% of her clientele are minors.
Usually about 2:15, my girls get out of school. Well, the girls, I call them all my girls, they get out of school around 2:10. And about 2:15, 2:20, it gets to be standing room only.
One of her regulars is 16-year-old Cara White, who says her main goal is to look anything but white. Her bleached blonde hair, spring capris, and white flip-flops show off her bronzed body. She's proud when her best friend, who's Latina, notices that white is darker than her.
I don't like to look at other people and then they'll be all white and then say, oh, I don't want to be like that. I want my skin to be dark and tan.
Sun Your Buns already asks parents to sign consent forms, but manager Kelly Pearson supports the new law requiring them to personally come into the salon to sign the form. She knows some girls forge their parents' signatures. But Pearson opposes the part of the law asking parents to specify the number of tans a minor can have in a year.
They're coming here to get tan, and they're going to want to get it, you know, as tan as they can. And having a certain amount of times that they can tan, it's ridiculous as far as I'm concerned.
Pearson, like many in the estimated $5 billion a year tanning industry, believes that tanning is safe if it's done at an incremental pace and consistently. But dermatologist Dr. David Hansen says that's just not true. In Europe, where indoor tanning has been around longer, he says studies already show a higher incidence of melanoma in tanning bed users. As the practice becomes more popular in the U.S., he predicts we'll see the same thing.
We think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg. We think the real problems are going to come 10 to 20 years from now, and it may produce a significant epidemic.
And he worries about young, fair-skinned, and frequent tanners like 16-year-old Cara White, who tans 3 times a week.
I'm totally addicted, and I know it. I mean, I've bought in 2 passes already, $60 passes. It's a lot of money, but I think it's worth it.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.